USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After the latest mass shooting in America, which takes place in Florida, the Florida governor, Republican Rick Scott, says,
"We all have to stop and say to ourselves, we're fed up with not having a conversation about the reason this isn't now, this is happening."
Scott referring to the shootings at a video game tournament in Jacksonville yesterday, when a gunman from Baltimore, Maryland, opened fire and killed two people, injuring 11 others before he took his own life. He's identified as David Katz of Baltimore. No word on what his motive was. America and the world remembering Senator John McCain, who died Saturday at 81 Hill Lion State in Arizona Wednesday, then in the Capitol Rotunda on Friday, and there'll be a memorial service, invitation only, at the Washington National Cathedral on Saturday. And this is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
President Trump is getting heat for refusing to issue a statement praising Senator John McCain after McCain's Saturday death. Reports are top aides, including Chief of Staff John Kelly and Press Chief Sarah Sanders, wanted to put out a statement celebrating McCain as a hero and praising his military service, but President Trump reportedly squashed the idea in favor of a brief statement of condolences to his family. Authorities in Chicago now say 8 people are dead from a raging fire early yesterday, the victims ranging in age from 3 months to 16 years. Marcos Contreras lost several brothers and sisters.
I don't even know how I'm going to wake up and continue life knowing that my brothers and sisters are 6 feet underground.
The fire broke out at 4 a.m. Sunday in the 3-story residential building on the city's west side. The cause remains under investigation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Mexico and the United States are reportedly close to reaching a consensus over a revised NAFTA trade deal. Mexico's economy minister is saying it looks like negotiators are very close to brokering the deal as talks are set to resume this morning in Washington. Most of the talks have focused on export rules for the automotive industry, something that President Trump has focused on in his effort to rework that 1994 trade agreement, which also involved Canada. Canadian officials say they're awaiting some sort of a deal to be finalized between Mexico and the U.S. before they then enter the talks. Tiger Woods says no matter what you think about President Trump, you've got to respect the office. Woods spoke after his final round at the Northern Trust Tournament on Sunday and was asked about his friendship with President Trump.
He's the President of the United States, and you have to respect the office. And no matter who's in the office, you may like, dislike personality or the politics, but we all must respect the office.
And at the box office, Crazy Rich Asians is still number one in North America, the rom-com making $25 million over the weekend and a 10-day total of $77 million, coming in second this weekend, The Meg, which has been out for 17 days. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.